In the last 10 years, our field has gone from an unknown specialty to a household name. This brings unprecedented opportunities, but we need to rise up to meet them and give our patients the care that they deserve. In order to help others get better, we need to be better. This podcast will help you to become more confident with your patients, more successful in your practice or business, and a leader in pelvic health. And we're going to have some fun along the way. Join us as we rise together. We're Jesse and Nicole Cozine, founders of Pelvic Sanity Physical Therapy and the creators of the Pelvic PT Huddle. And this is Pelvic PT Rising.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Pelvic PT Rising podcast with Jesse and Nicole Cozine. Hey Nicole.
Hello.
Guys, hello. Exciting announcement today. I am so excited. How excited are you, Nicole?
I am like a 10. A 10 excited. I even did two hellos on the intro.
Double hello, guys. That must mean something. Those of you guys who've been paying attention the last couple of weeks know we have been thinking about, asking you guys about, and really going through what a perfect pelvic health conference would be. And we decided to make sure we could actually see what that looked like in real life. So, introducing, with no further ado, Pelvicon 2022.
People, did you just hear Jesse? We are putting on freaking Pelvicon. I wanted to call it freaking Pelvicon, and then I got vetoed.
We had to take the freaking out of it. But this is something that we're going to be doing in partnership with Jessica and Andrew Rial of Southern Pelvic Health, who have been friends for a long time. We have an awesome practice in Atlanta. It's going to be in Atlanta. We're going to have dates for you. We're going to have all sorts of information. But this is something that we have been thinking about. I know, Nicole, you've been thinking about for years. And it's always been something kind of on the back burner, but I know that you were really inspired. Most of you guys know that Nicole is a basketball referee, and they do an incredible job with their training and teaching camps. And I know that was something that had always been in the back of your mind.
Yeah, so there's two major things that sort of have been percolating for a long time. And my Enneagram 1 here definitely shines through, because every single time I go to a PT conference, I'm like, man, they really should do blank. Man, that was awesome. But then, wow, if it just had this, insert all the things that Pelvicon's going to be, it would be just even that much more amazing. So contrasting that kind of stuff with, like Jesse said, I've been an NCAA basketball referee for a while. And part of that is it's basically a conference. We call them camps, referee camps, and we're required actually to go to a bunch of camps in the summer. And it's like camp season, we call it. And so they have done an excellent, excellent job, because referees need to stick together, much like pelvic PTs do, pelvic PTs and OTs. Referees need to stick together, right? We're kind of in the trenches with, you know, everyone's kind of against us. Fans hate us, coaches hate us. So the cohesive nature of being a part of the referee area is like really, really, really important.
And part of something bigger, right? You guys aren't just pelvic PTs doing your own thing over here. You're not just a referee who happens to be at this game for this paycheck. Like, there's really a sense of where you guys as a group are going collectively. And that's something I think is lacking a little bit for, like, if we ask just people who are out there, you guys listening, like, what is important about the pelvic PT specialty? Where is it going? What are the things that we are uniting to try to get to? There's not a whole lot of sense of that right now.
Yeah, that's where I feel like we're really lacking. That's what I'm trying to do with Pelvic PT Rising a lot of the time, is to sort of reverse engineer where do we feel like we need to be in order to keep up and stay relevant and be on the cutting edge of being an integral part of the medical community for pelvic health. And then reverse engineering, what does that look like? What do we need to be doing as pelvic physical therapists, pelvic occupational therapists to meet that goal? Like, there has to be somebody that's doing that so that we can end up achieving that goal. And whenever I go to a referee camp, it's really interesting, because the sense after you get back from that is, number one, like, referees are an integral part of the game of women's basketball. They do a really good job of uniting us together, not just to get a paycheck, not just to go run around a basketball court, not even to be a part of the conference, but to be part of women's basketball as a sport that is entertaining, that people want to be a part of. And we are one of the biggest reasons why that happens. So that's what I feel like I want everybody that comes to Pelvicon to leave with, is like a sense of, not only am I going to be, is it really cool to be a physical therapist, but wow, I am so excited to be a part of the trajectory of where pelvic health, physical therapy, pelvic rehab is going. And we need, with a clear vision of like, what do we need to do? And then also the tactical pieces of that are going to be, you're going to be a better freaking physical therapist on Monday when you get back than you were on Friday before the conference.
Yeah, that big picture sense, but then also the nitty gritty where you are excited. I know when you get back, you're excited for your next game because you have all of these things you're going to do. We want you guys to be coming back feeling like, I'm going to be a better PT on Monday than I was on Friday when I started. And that you're excited to see that first patient in your office because you know you're going to do something differently today than you did yesterday.
Immediately. And that's the thing, right? I feel like I love CSM. I think it's great. But I think that when I come back from CSM, I'm excited to be a physical therapist, but I'm not necessarily like, wow, on Monday, I'm really excited to see my next pelvic PT patient with endometriosis, or that person that I just learned all that stuff about hormones because I really am excited to see Sally. I feel like I get more excited to be a physical therapist. Like, wow, our field is so cool. There's so many cool people doing a lot of really neat things, and we're collectively helping a lot of people.
But you're not a better PT the moment you come back. You're not a better pelvic health physical therapist on Monday.
Right. And that's, I think that's where, I think you guys have heard me say on another podcast where I went to amazing lectures on sleep, right? And then I had to come back and synthesize all that information so that it could be applicable to my patients on Monday. There was like an extra step there. And that's one of the things that Pelvicon is going to fix, basically, is that every single thing that you hear is going to be super relevant to your current practice and then helping to push you forward. And it's going to be directly applicable to Monday.
And the other thing, I'm getting fired up as we're talking about this, guys. The other thing that referee camps, I think, taught you, just the importance of the speakers and having true, like every single person, like even I, as a non-referee, had heard of every single person that they had you talking about in ref camp. It wasn't anybody who was like, wait, who are you? Wait, what did you? Oh, that's kind of cool. Like, you're probably a smart person, but like every single person was like, oh, I've seen that person on television in the biggest settings in a championship game. They're like on SportsCenter, like calling the foul on, you know, it's like, yeah, they like refereed Kobe Bryant. And it's like, man,
yeah,
like, those are kind of the people you are. And they do an incredible job. And I think this is one of the things that it's really difficult to do because it does require a special kind of setup and conference. But they made actual interaction with the speakers, with each other, a deliberate focus of the event. It's not just everybody running around and like trying to get to as many informational sessions as humanly possible. Like, there's deliberate time built in there to get to meet your mentors, your heroes, people who are further ahead of you in the field, and fostering that sense of real community where you're coming back with people, like you come back with like the cell phone of an NBA referee.
Yeah.
Who's like, hey, call me if something goes wrong. Like, let me know what's going on in your career.
Let me know when you are in LA and you're going to ref this area because I might be able to come see you. Or when Brenda Pintoja is like, hey, like, want to come over to my house to like go over the rules. And you're like, yes, please. Like, are you kidding me? She's refed like WNBA, NBA, like all kinds of stuff. So
you
anyways,
go anywhere in the country and pick up the phone and like that sense of community. Like, oh, hey, I'm a ref. Like, from Los Angeles, I'm going to be here in Nashville. Like, oh, cool. Hey, come on. Let's go see a game together. Let's go do something together. There's that sense of like, I don't know, maybe it is like the us against the world feeling, but like there's a sense of something bigger. You're part of something. And I think that's something that a lot of us are feeling like we miss.
Well, and I feel like, you know, when we talk about the pelvic PT and OT field, like that, we're always talking about mentorship. And that's something that is in the referee community is just absolutely expected. And it's very much like pay it forward with taking somebody under your wing like that. And really that is just part of what an expert level or like a high level referee does, is that they take people under their wings. And in fact, there's like full on like trees and hierarchies of who's your mentor and stuff. So, you know, I just feel like all of those aspects of what I always came back home so stoked to like go referee that next game, I wanted to bring to Pelvicon. And I think that it's freaking so awesome that Jessica and Andrew are partnering with us on this. It is like out of control. We are like the dream team, seriously.
Well, this is going to be so fun. And one of the comments that was great, thank you again for those of you guys who filled out that survey. And that was another thing that kind of pushed us into doing it, was we think this is an amazing idea, right? This sounds incredible to us. But when we send out a survey to you guys and more than 100 of you fill it out, tell us the things that you care about. It's a lot of the same things that we're talking about. It's about being practical. It's about feeling empowered when you leave. It's about creating that sense of community. Like, that was something that's not just important to us. That's not something that we're just thinking about, but it's something that matters to you guys. And then when we did that and we saw that 99% of you guys said that you either definitely or probably wanted to be there, it was just like, boom, this needs to go on. And one of you guys actually wrote on there, it said, like, hey, if you guys are thinking about doing this, what took you so long?
That was a funny comment.
I love that, right? But to be honest, you can tell how passionate we are about this idea, but it's a freaking huge commitment, guys. Like, all of the planning that goes into it, reserving hotel rooms, reserving conferences. I mean, there is so much in there, and we were building Pelvic Sanity, Nicole's doing courses, we're doing this podcast, and it just never really percolated to the top of our list.
Well, and Jessica is freaking rocking Southern Pelvic Health. She's doing small group mentorship programs. I mean, we both are doing a lot of stuff.
But when we found out, so Andrew is Jessica's husband. He came in to work in the business. When we first started talking with him, it was like, oh yeah, maybe in like 5 years, I want to be in the business. It grew so quickly. He was in there, I think, in like 6 months. They've been doing incredible things there. But in his past life, he was an event coordinator for the Boy Scouts of America. There's not very many people who have put on more cool events than Andrew.
Right, and part of fundraising.
And so when he was sitting there and saying like, hey, what are we, you guys, I could do that stuff. And we're like, wait a second, you'd have to like find a hotel. He's like, oh yeah, I know a guy. Oh, we'd have to do this and schedule breakfast. Oh, I can do that. Every single objection that we had, he was like, oh yeah, I can handle that and make this amazing, amazing event. So this is why we are really, really excited to be doing that. And it did give us, I think, the great COVID pause gave us all a little bit of perspective with this too, because I think we've seen a lot of things, a lot of courses, a lot of conferences, and a lot of things switching to, oh, let's just do this online. And I totally understand the idea of that. I mean, it is so much easier. Like, it'd be so much easier to put together an online thing for you guys. It's like, cool, we just shoot a couple of YouTube videos and we call it an online conference. Like,
right, that's what all those summits are, which are excellent. Which we are all do those, and they're super cool.
Great information, but there's something missing when you're not in the room. There is something missing. There is amazing information out there right now, but there is something missing when you're not part of that community, when you're not hearing the same thing, when you're not meeting the speaker afterward, not just for like a 30-second like, hey, I had a question and I got in line, but like actually getting down and sitting to talk to somebody who you respect in the field. Being in the room matters. And I think I don't want us to let the field kind of drift away from that, because there is something powerful about being in the room.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, we get into PT, OT to like be in the room with people, right? That's why it was so difficult for us when we, during COVID, to like shift to telehealth. We're all like, oh shit, like we are in person people. Like, we're hands-on people, quite literally. And that's how we operate. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we connect with our patients. And I think that, yes, there's wonderful things to going online. I think it forced us to reimagine what physical therapy rehab looked like. But I think that if anybody says that that's better than in person, then they got another thing coming. They need to talk to me, because that is not true. And I just feel like it's we just can't, just like what Jesse said, we can't lose the fact that in person is where it's at, man.
Yeah, it's the gold standard of PT for the same reason it's the gold standard of conferences. And I don't know, I've been to some really cool events, never really in the pelvic health field. I've been to IPPS. I know you've, Nicole, been to a lot of these places, CSM. And there's something about kind of changing the trajectory of your career about those things. And in an ideal world, like, that's what that would be. It would be a point of inflection in your career where you're inspired to do something. You're inspired to go out. You can look back and say, yeah, my career changed because I went to that conference. And you just can't get that online. I hate to say it, like, you can get amazing information. You can, it's the best time in the history of the world to get good information. But that sense of being part of a community, that sense of inspiration is not something that I think we can replace with just a Zoom call.
Yeah, man. We all know that there's, like, that energy piece to it too, right? Where there's, like, just that energy of all being in one place at in one time, kind of like being in an in-person yoga class when everyone's doing the om, like, right? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that, like, vibration, that energy, it's like, it's there and it's palpable, and that can happen only in the room.
Yes. So I know a lot of you guys, the biggest conference, obviously, in the PT sphere is CSM. That's the one that most of you guys had been to percentage-wise when you filled out the survey. And this is actually going to be very, very different than that. And not knocking CSM at all. I know Nicole loves it. Like she said, you come back feeling like you understand, like, the huge breadth of the field, the whole energy of the entire physical therapy field. But it is going to be very, very different because we want it to be smaller, more intimate, more focused, all of those different things where you're not choosing between four different speaking events that you could go to. It's just one person that you've heard of that you're freaking excited to go hear. It's not running around and feeling overwhelmed by all of the different options. It's being in there and being in the same room with everybody, listening to the same amazing speaker with that. It's not research focused. It's not going to be just a recitation of, hey, here's the research we did. Here's what the results were. It's going to be super practical from people who are in the clinic, like right now, tomorrow, right? Not somebody who's going back to a research lab or somebody who's a physician or somebody who kind of gets what you do, but somebody who is literally going to go back just like you are and be treating patients on Monday, like that kind of thing. So it's completely reimagined from, and they have different purposes. Like, they are, that's the combined sections, right? You have everything. This is going to be Pelvicon is the first thing that's ever been done by pelvic health rehabilitation professionals for pelvic health. Like, that is as targeted as it gets, and it's going to be small. And that's one of the coolest things. It's going to be small. It's going to be capped at 200 people. It is, I'm just telling you now, it is going to sell out. So we are going to have more information, the details for you guys, but tickets go on sale on Black Friday. You guys know that we always do something special for the first people who sign up. So there will be a discount. There will be some extras and bonuses. We'll be talking about that. We're actually going to have Jessica on the podcast on Monday to go through and announce the speakers. You guys, and I know you guys all have good pelvic floors because you're good pelvic PTs and OTs, but you might shit your pants. With this speaker I seriously that's cannot believe really this speaker lineup.
Ooh, fecal incontinence coming your way.
Right? But there is, true or false, Nicole, every single person we have as a speaker could easily headline their own conference.
True. Even I was super nervous to, like, ask some people. I was like, oh God, I don't know if they're going to do it. And then it's like, boom,
yes,
done.
You guys are going to recognize the name of just a bit. If you don't recognize every name of every speaker, I'm going to be shocked, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be kind of pissed.
Yeah. Then like, you're not paying enough attention. Like, yeah. You've been under a rock. You've been talking to Wilson on, like, your remote island for a while if you haven't heard of some of these speakers.
Wilson? Oh, that
the volleyball.
Movie. Yeah, I got it.
Did you ever see that?
Yes.
I didn't, and I still got the reference, and you didn't.
Okay, well, good job.
Yes. Guys, so we're going to drop the details on the speakers on Monday, but you can go right now to pelvicon.com, which, by the way, was an available domain. I couldn't believe that when we were, like, batting around names. Pelvicon is the coolest freaking name.
Dude.
Pelvicon. So it's pelvicon.com. You can get on the wait list. We'll send you some details on the information. You'll be the first ones to have the chance to register on Black Friday. But the dates are going to be September 23rd and 24th. That's a Friday and a Saturday, 2022. That's going to be held in Atlanta in a great little hotel that's about 20 minutes away from the big international airport there in Atlanta. So there's a lot of really great flights in and out. It's going to be really easy to get in and out of there. Tickets are going to go on sale Black Friday, discounted, and they're going to go on sale until they sell out. That's one of the things about doing this in such a small venue. This is going to be so fun and so much different than anything that's been done before.
Yeah, man, we are super stoked. I hope you guys are as excited as we are. I seriously have like butterflies. I haven't had like anxiety about anything that we've done in like a while. This is a little anxiety provoking for me, frankly. So help to ease my anxiety.
This,
sign up.
Yep, sign up. Get on that wait list. You guys are not, I mean, if you miss this, this is like knowing that Woodstock was going to be Woodstock and then deciding, eh, I'll pass. You're going to be telling people that you were at the very first Pelvicon.
Yeah, man. I'm just really so excited.
Guys, this is going
to
be so cool.
I'm excited to talk to Jessica and Andrew, too, on the next podcast, too.
Yep. So we're going to be launching all of those details. We're going to be telling you all about the speakers, but you've got all that information. So one more time, it's going to be in Atlanta. It's going to be on September 23rd and 24th. There is going to be a little post-con with Nicole and Jessica doing hands-on treatment stuff, which is going to be even cooler. For those of you guys who are able to stay into that Sunday, if you need to bust out early, the conference technically ends on Saturday night. Yeah, and tickets go on sale Black Friday, pelvicon.com.
Booyah.
Guys,
that's it.
If you have questions about this, if you are as excited as we are, let us know. Shoot Nicole a DM. Make sure to get on that wait list because we will send you guys out some information and we will make sure we prioritize those of you guys who are there and signing up first. Because with this being such a small, intimate event, it is definitely going to sell out. We're going to run out of tickets. So make sure Black Friday is your day. Guys, Nicole, this is so great.
I know.
Dude.
We're pretty excited.
Let us know, guys. Keep this conversation going.
And let's continue to rise.